I think we had about 14, 15 people stand up, and overwhelmingly positive. They want to continue, so I think we're going to submit a letter to continue the vote center concept.
Any particular reasons they supported it?
They supported because the voters were happy with it. They did not have anyone that was upset having to go to another polling place because they were in the wrong one. Mainly it was convenience. The voters were happy because of the convenience.
Those who spoke, were they voters as well as election workers?
Both, yes. Majority were workers, and well, they voted too, but the majority were workers. The city secretaries talked from each city, so it was just a mixture.
And this is in addition to the observations that you had on Election Day, I'm guessing?
Yes, in the surveys we had sent out, yes.
Does the commissioner's court then have to pass a resolution or something then to send it on? Or
no, the commissioner's court had already done the resolution when we applied. We had to do a report, which has already been sent, and this is the final step, is to have the public hearing, and then the judge has to write a letter requesting that Brazos County continue on with the vote center and send it along with the tape of tonight's meeting to the state, and that's the final step.
And then you have to still get formal approval from the Secretary of State then?
To continue, yes.
So the next time this would be going on would be the primary next March?
Right, right. And we're already programming, so we'll be FedEx and everything and asking for an expedited ruling. Because we have to have ballots mailed out, mailing on the 15th.
Of January?
Of January.
Wow.
Yeah, for the Military Move Act, 45 days prior. So we have about 3 weeks to get everything ready to mail.